fucking hell, I'm going to bed. Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter, there's a lion.
Welcome to a special edition of Parents Night In with me, Justin.
And me, Justin. Kelly.
Yes, you're Kelly.
I'm Kelly.
Today we are watching one of the most beloved classics of all time, a movie that was on television every Easter when we were kids.
Yes.
Every Easter.
Every
Easter.
And it
was event viewing.
It was big
something
deal.
You looked forward to for months.
Yep.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yay.
Back in the day, if you wanted to see a movie, you would have to wait for it to appear on television.
And sit through commercials.
Like, I can't wait for them to come back.
It was
What's
so
going to happen to Dorothy?
Yeah, it was like the Saturday night before Easter, right? They played it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that's right. So it's very fitting that we're watching it the night before Easter. Directed by Victor Fleming. So this movie came out the same year as Gone with the Wind, also directed by Victor Fleming.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think they're generally credited as being the first two color films, like in full color, aside from like cartoons that were in color. Yeah, Victor Fleming directed both of these movies, and they're both considered like among the greatest of all time. They came out the same year. They're both nominated for Best Picture.
Dorothy is running home because Toto seems to have had a confrontation with the mean old Miss Gulch.
Dorothy is running home to her sepia-toned world. And here are the three farmhands that are Dorothy's best friends for some reason. That seems a little creepy. She's 16 years old. She pals around with a bunch of grown-ass men.
I mean, she's not calling them her best friend in
know,
this
but,
scene.
But, like, clearly she has no friends. Who else does she hang out with? She's a 16-year-old who lives on a farm, doesn't help out or anything. She just sits around with her dog all day.
I mean, what do all 16-year-olds do?
They play on fucking Twitter.
Yeah, but she didn't have Twitter. Number one. And number two, you know, when there were farms like that, they had land around them for miles and miles that was their land. So your neighbor was, like, really far away.
3 miles away.
She could have to do a 5K to go hang out with her friends.
So here she is trying to do a balance beam on the hog pen fence.
And clearly, she's not very good.
No, as you'll see, because she's about to fall on her ass.
No, she doesn't fall on the ass. She falls on the pigs. The donkeys are in a different pen.
So the three farmhands are played by Ray Bolger, Jack Haley, and Bert Lahr. And they're all fabulous. My favorite was always Bert Lahr. I always thought his
He's the lion, right?
Yes.
Yes.
His comic timing is brilliant.
Yes. And I didn't appreciate it as a kid.
His first line, it's right in the first line when he accidentally drops the wagon on Ray Bolger's finger. And he's like, you got my finger. And he goes, why don't you get your finger out of the way? Jack Haley was the replacement, actually, for Hickory and Tin Men. It was supposed to be Buddy Ebsen from the Beverly Hillbillies. Do you know why he couldn't do it?
He was allergic to the silver makeup.
He was.
The silver paint.
So he was like, ah, shit. There goes my big-ass movie role.
Can you turn the Tin Man blue? No? Oh, damn it.
Can I just pretend it's tin? Like, it's just my my face, my normal face color?
I'm really good at acting tin.
Acting. Actin.
So Annie M is like, she's like, sorry. Bitch, we got shit to do. Go play with your friends.
Yeah. And she's like, but I ain't got no friends, Annie M.
So she's been told to find a place where she isn't any trouble. So now...
So instead, she decides to sing a really famous song. And she just came up with it on the spot. It was pretty brilliant songwriting on her part, I would say.
She's good.
When
you're emotionally overwhelmed, it's really easy to do.
I've been emotionally overwhelmed many times. I've never written a timeless classic.
You've written a lot of songs, though.
Yes, but none of them timeless classics. Otherwise, we'd be getting paid to do this. What are we drinking tonight?
We are drinking a lovely rosé called Love Noir. It is a California rosé.
Why is it called Love Noir? Is it made with Pinot Noir grapes? I looked at the label and I did not see that.
I got that impression.
I'm guessing that's probably what it is, but it's just a strange name.
Either that or it's just about dark.
And I was like, this wine isn't black. It should look like ink.
Uh-huh.
That would be a good wine.
And uh-huh.
It would stain your teeth like a sumbitch.
Yeah.
Sadly, though, Dorothy... Rainbows don't exist where you are because you live in black and white world.
Someday
it was very forward thinking of her to imagine a place where you could see all the colors.
When you were a kid and you watched black and white films, did you actually think that when your parents were little, their lives were black and white? Because I definitely thought that for like a year.
I probably not.
Like, when did they get colors?
You know why? Because I'm not stupid.
You're such a jerk. I'm not stupid. Just dumb.
Here's Elmira Gulch, played by Margaret Hamilton.
That is one big ass paintbrush.
Who also appeared as the chaperone in A League of Their Own. Oh wait, no, that was So Elmira Gulch says that
Yeah, this scene pisses me off.
The Toto bit her, and then Uncle Henry famously says, "Oh, she bit her dog, eh?" No! But Miss Gulch thinks because her dog bit her, probably because she was slapping him and stuff and being very abusive, and people who are abusive to animals deserve to get fucking bitten. He should have bit her in the jugular instead. So she went to the sheriff and got a court order allowing her to take the dog. Now, I'm no lawyer, Kelly, but I'm pretty sure if someone's dog bites you and you go complain to the police and the authorities, they don't say, "Oh, okay, you can go get the dog and bring him to us and we'll put him to sleep."
Yeah.
I'm pretty like, sure the
why don't
victim...
Why you go pick up the dog? Yeah, I'm good. He already bit me.
Pretty sure the victim of the biting doesn't get to go pick it up.
I would have just said, "I'm." Did you die?
Yeah, I'm thinking you're going to be all right, Elmira. Why don't you suck it up?
She does own
Snowflake.
She does own half the county, so it's because she's got money. Yeah.
Yeah, but she would send a servant or, you know, have the sheriff get him.
Not to mention that as she's
the sheriff's job at that
literally
point.
Ripping the dog out of Dorothy's hands. Like,
and the dog doesn't even bite her.
Well, yeah, if the dog was that violent, there's no way she'd be, like, actively trying to grab it out of anyone's arms.
Also, Elmira's not very thorough because she just put him in a basket and he jumped out of the basket. Maybe lock the basket next time. But fortunately, Toto's all right and he's back with Dorothy.
Elmira sucks butts.
Elmira's a moron.
So Dorothy's like, we gotta run away because she's gonna notice
she's
pretty
gonna
quick
come back.
That this basket has nothing in it
or
anymore.
Or maybe not. Maybe she'll get all the way to the sheriff's office and the sheriff will be like, "Oh, so you have a dog for me." And she'll look in the basket and go, "No."
I just had the mental image of her like biking 30 miles to the sheriff and her hair is all messed up and she's got sweat dripping down her face and she's like, "I got this.
Sheriff?
God damn it." She opens the basket.
"I have the dog for you." Faints. "Oh, you got him in the basket?" "No."
"Son of a... Oh, I gotta bike 30 miles."
And here's Captain Marvel, the town's crazy person who thinks he's a fucking wizard.
Yeah. Who's literally living in an old covered wagon and eating beans on a fire.
An old covered wagon that's probably been there for a good 70 years.
It was probably from the original wagon train. So he takes her into the creepy covered wagon.
He takes her into his creepy van.
He's like, "Hey, come here, little girl. I can see in the crystal ball." There's a skull hanging on the ceiling.
We're
above the doorway there.
So much that's inappropriate about this.
He just lit some candles. They're in the dark.
He put on a turban.
At least he's putting stuff on instead of taking it off.
That's true. "Look into the crystal ball. I'd see your hands. Oh no, close your eyes. I'm just going to look through your rifle through your things and I
yeah,
see..."
Yeah, he's
wait,
a big cheater.
Wait, I see a bicycle. Oh no, that's a different movie.
I mean, he's in the middle of farm country. He's like, "I see a barn and
a
horse."
"I see a barn." Yeah.
"I see a cow."
That's one hell of a hot take there, Captain.
It's a good thing she didn't pay him for this service.
Yeah.
Because she would have gotten ripped off.
It's a freebie because she's so charming. At least, you know, when he's scamming her, he's trying to scam her to get her to go back home.
He is. He's
being
a nice,
responsible in that way.
It's a responsible scam.
Yes, this crazy homeless man is being very sensible.
It's one of the more responsible scams I've come across in my
day. Plus, you know, she doesn't have anything of value in that basket. If she had, like, a wad of cash in there, you'd be like, "Oh, no, you should head toward New York."
I want to know, does he have that hat and the matches at the ready for anyone who happens to stroll in?
Anyone, you know, who lives within a 12-mile radius who's like, "I really need a fortune told."
Well, that's the thing. It's not like, does he have, is this the kind of city where people travel
this
through?
This is not a city, Kelly. There's no one here for miles.
It's all very confusing. Oh, here's a tornado.
It's a twister. It's a twister.
The chickens are running.
Those chickens are fucked. Where There's do these farmhands live? Do they live at the farm or do they live somewhere else and they traveled there for work?
I don't know. I don't know what their commute is like.
Because there seems to only be one house. Do they all share the same house? I'm no farmer, Kelly.
Well, no, those farmhands didn't go in the house, though. They went in the barn.
I know they went in the barn, but that's just because it was the closest place.
Oh. That's a crazy wind machine they were able to use.
They look for Dorothy for legit like 10 seconds. And then, fuck it. Get in the shelter.
Well, I mean, what are they supposed to do? I don't blame them.
I guess.
They can't look for Dorothy any further if they're up in the cyclone.
Because then everyone will be dead.
Right. It's like, should we all die or should maybe four of us live?
You know what? Serves her right for running away from home. What a dumbass.
Or maybe they're like, Dorothy's a smart, level-headed girl. She'll find shelter.
No, instead she runs into the house.
She gets knocked in the head by the window.
She gets knocked in the head and then is clearly asleep. And somehow we were surprised when at the end it turned out to be a dream. I remember I was surprised as a kid.
Well, she
falls... I was like, wait a minute, none of this happened?
But watch, she falls asleep and then when the house lands, she wakes up.
Yeah, but she starts hallucinating here with, like, people flying past the window. Like, this is clearly not really happening.
A turkey!
She's hallucinating that she's looking at a projection screen with weird images floating past. And there the house crashes into the ground, and somehow she's fine. The fall would surely have killed her, Kelly.
I don't think she would have made it this far if we're going to be talking about reality.
Oh. Ready? Right here is where you fast-forwarded to when you had the VHS as a kid.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I never really did.
I kind of skipped over the black and white stuff.
I thought the tornado part was really cool as a kid. But
yeah, I might have watched some of that.
There's like that part of me...
On a pretty regular basis, I would skip to the color part because... Oh, color!
There's a part of me that wonders what it was like for like the first few audiences that saw this and it was like, what?
Yeah, I wonder if they knew going into it that it was...
I'm sure they sort of
did. Did they advertise it as a color film?
I don't know.
They had to have.
I don't know, but so few people had seen... anything like this. So even if you know it's coming, it's like, holy shit, they really did it. And the set is like so gorgeous.
The set's pretty, and we don't actually own a copy of this in high def. So the Blu-ray must look pretty spectacular.
And I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Hey, Dorothy, you smoke enough weed, you won't be in Kansas neither.
It's one of the most repeated lines.
Yeah.
In history.
It's in many other films too, as a reference.
I used to love this part. I'd be like, oh my god, a giant bubble. This is so cool.
Bubbles.
It's a really cool image, the way that they did it.
Why didn't they have it go...
That would have been cool.
And then have her covered in bubble yum?
Everyone wanted a Glinda dress when they were little. Well, maybe you didn't.
I did not.
The girls did.
Speaking of when I was little, my sister had, and therefore later on I had, the dolls of the Wizard of Oz characters. It's that crappy Emerald City cardboard playset, but the dolls actually looked really good.
Mm.
They're very high quality.
Glinda's such a cool character.
Glinda is informing Dorothy that...
She's so pretty.
That whoever dropped the house killed their worst enemy, the Wicked Witch of the East.
Are you a good witch? Or a bad
She should have said, are you a good murderer or a filthy murderer?
I mean, and the munchkins are giggling in the background.
I'm just kidding. I'm so glad that bitch is dead.
I've never heard of a beautiful witch before.
Only bad witches are ugly.
It's important to know.
That seems a little shallow. Only bad people are ugly, Kelly.
Every movie in the world has been based on that basic idea.
I mean, no, not everyone.
No, I know, but like it's a...
Devil Wears Prada isn't really based on
pretty,
that.
It's a pretty common theme.
It is, but plenty of beautiful people are also assholes.
Well, to be fair, Devil Wears Prada maybe not based on that, but there was a pretty strong narrative throughout that like she had to look good to be considered successful.
Right, I know.
And then once she got there, she was like, F this, I'm done.
But then it was very clear that that was the wrong mentality.
Yeah.
It's all about intent.
It's... You know, I'm going to try really hard not to subject any of you to my singing of this movie, but it's really hard not to sing along when you watch this one. Sometimes because it's catchy, but sometimes just because it's so fun because the voices are ridiculous and the timbre and the vibratos.
This is one of those movies that pretty much every word is burned into my brain because...
Yes.
Partly because when I was a kid, I had the record that had close to an hour of the film's actual audio.
Yeah.
I had this. I had one for Star Wars, one of the Indiana Jones movies. So, like, the dialogue is just will always be there.
When you just watch it enough times...
It's like
times,
a song that gets stuck in your head and I'll like, replay an entire scene in my head. It's
but
so
it's
dumb.
Almost... Yeah, it's an almost two-hour movie. Yeah, every note, melody, like, every backup note...
Are these kids' voices that are overdubbed onto, or do they even have overdubbing?
Well, some
then?
Of them I think might be kids. The lullaby these are.
Yeah. The lullaby what?
The lullaby lees. The little girls that dance.
I thought they were called the Lullaby League.
Yes, probably.
What the fuck is a lees? The lullaby lees. They're all named Lee.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's one of those things that so it got stuck in my head that way as a
they
kid.
They put her in this horse and carriage to take her, like, 14 feet over to the mayor's office.
Well, for them, it's a lot of steps.
Maybe, I guess. She's like, no, guys, I'm cool walking. It's right there.
Not only that, she's like, I'm basically sitting on the floor anyway. Hold on, let me get out of this crisscross applesauce thing I'm doing here. We have to talk about how amazing this makeup and hair and costuming is.
Yeah.
Because...
Hold on. So this is the coroner. Mm-hmm. What does he say here? As coroner...
I can tell you everything he said except
everything
for that line.
Everything he says except for that one part. As coroner of Ossifer. What? As coroner of Ossifer. Mm. Is he drunk? And he's like, I swear, I'm sober, Ossifer. Okay, look it up. Google it.
I'm going to check Dr. Google.
You know that you don't have to whisper. They can still hear you.
What? I always liked that some of these little cute things were sleeping in cracked eggshells. It was so cute.
Do they hatch every morning?
No. I think they're just sleeping in their dirty eggshells.
That's disgusting.
They hatched a month ago, and they're like, God, who needs to throw these away?
That must smell putrid.
Okay, as coroner, I must aver.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Aver means to state or assert to be the case. He averred that he was innocent of the allegations.
I see. Here's the witch's first appearance in color after a plume of red smoke.
The red smoke is so cool.
Clearly
I would love to know how they made that.
Her makeup is great.
It's so cool.
Wait, why did her feet shrivel up and then pull themselves under the cabin?
Well, because the shoes went away to Dorothy's feet, and when they did, the legs were like, nah, see ya.
Legs like, fuck it, I'm just not worth being a leg anymore if I can't wear the shoes.
I don't have these sexy shoes, I'm out.
Oh, the witch missed her mark, and she had to run over the trapdoor where the smoke was already coming out.
What?
The smoke starts appearing before she runs over and disappears.
Yeah.
Clearly, she was supposed to be standing where the smoke was, so that she could disappear in the smoke.
It never bothered me.
Watch. Smoke! Out of the door. There she goes. And how'd she not burn to death right there? Because a giant flame just shot up right where she was
standing.
I know,
it's like they got her, maybe they got her down, closed the door, and then shot the flame?
I guess. But anyway, she was like a good 10 feet away from where the smoke started to come out.
Yeah.
She's like, oh shit!
The Munchkins just have the coolest. The whole motif is so cool. Their hair is all different colors. They have crazy curls and hairdos. Some of them were hiding in the flowers, so their hats are made of flowers. The colors are so rich.
They look like reptiles.
Oh, I love it.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know why you chose reptiles. Chameleons? Chameleons?
Chameleons. All you have to do to get to the Emerald City is follow the yellow brick road, which conveniently starts right here in Munchkinland. This Yellow Brick Road is brought to you by Budweiser.
Why?
I don't know.
Should be brought to you by Love Noir.
Love Noir.
Goodbye, Bubbly.
I need more Love Noir.
And all of the Munchkins are running after her and...
They're like, no, don't go. Don't leave us with this crazy lady who killed somebody.
Goodbye, Bubble.
Judy Garland was 16 years old when she made this.
And it's amazing.
I believe she won a Best Juvenile Performance Oscar.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
Wow.
Sorry. I told you.
You know, Dorothy, you probably could have just taken a shortcut over to the edge of the spiral instead of having to follow it all the way.
But then she wouldn't get to actually walk by all the singing Munchkins.
Oh.
Where does the Red Brick Road go?
Nowhere.
No, go somewhere.
It's a good thing she's not colorblind. She would have followed the Red Brick Road.
Yeah, that would have been
maybe
a disaster.
Maybe at least back into her house.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road. Okay, can you tell me what yellow is?
Wait, Dorothy, don't. You're about to smash into the wall.
You know, they do a pretty good job of making it look seamless, but she's so clearly about 2 feet from a wall.
Yeah. The backdrops are all very, very clearly backdrops.
But I love that. It's one of the things I love.
It's very pretty. It's fantastical.
So she's come to like a 5-way fork in the road.
The 5 points, like in Gangs of New York?
Jesus, I hope not.
She gonna be dead.
I hate that movie. So there's a scarecrow. She's hearing a voice.
His mouth didn't move when he talked. This is crap. Does he have a tape recorder in his butt?
Well, maybe when he's up on the pole, he was trying to, like, trick her.
Is he a ventriloquist? And it's Ray Bolger as the scarecrow. Ray Bolger.
I like him, too.
Yeah, oh, he's fantastic.
He's got some great physical comedy.
Yes.
He's just so...
very athletic.
Yeah. He's so fluid. He's like jello.
Yep. Takes great falls.
Yeah. Well, he walks like he's a giant puddle at all times.
Oh, yeah, because he ain't got no spinal cord.
Yeah.
He's just a bag of straw.
He's standing in a cornfield, and she's going to help him off the pole.
I can't even scare a crow.
Well, I mean, a scarecrow's not supposed to scare people. Unless it's dressed like a creepy zombie.
He is supposed to scare crows.
Yes, and the crow...
It's right there in the name.
Came right over and took a piece of straw out of his collar and flew away.
Frankly, whoever...
To taunt him, basically.
Whoever owns this farm, I think, got ripped off. Because he purchased a scarecrow with the intent of scaring crows. It would be like if you bought a lawnmower that didn't mow lawns.
I don't think the scarecrow comes with the farm. Usually the farmer makes the scarecrow. So that farmer really screwed himself. So now the scarecrow...
Take you with me.
The scarecrow has proposed to
join her on the way to the wizard. You're knocking me down. Yeah, he's going to come with her to see the wizard. To get himself a brain.
I love it because it looks like he has basically no ankles. Like his feet just flop around. It's amazing. Yep. I don't know how he didn't break an ankle. He's like half of the time he's on the side of his foot.
Yep. But yeah, Jesus.
It's incredible.
It's like folding his foot in half.
Yep. He's got to be double jointed and super flexible. Oh, there's the wall again!
They're okay.
One thing that's kind of cool is they always have these weird, like, pretty exotic animals hanging out in the background. Like, what's that? Is that a kiwi, that bird back there with the brush on its head? No, kiwis are small.
I think it's a red-tailed booby.
Yeah? I don't think so.
No, there's a bird called a booby.
Yeah, but the blue-footed booby.
Blue-footed, that's what it was.
So now they're trying to pick apples off the tree.
And the trees are yelling at them not to pick their apples.
As a child, I was so freaked out by these. And now I just love watching the trees because I'm like, oh, how'd they do that?
You were freaked out as a child. Try watching this as a stoner, man. Talking trees. That'll break your brain.
Have you watched this as a stoner?
No, but I want to.
So the scarecrow, for someone without a brain, the scarecrow comes up with a really good idea here. Which is to taunt the shit out of the tree, so they throw apples at them, and they just pick them up off the ground.
That's going to be a recurring theme, is for someone without a brain, the scarecrow comes up with good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what the fuck is a tin woodsman? What does that even mean? Is that the woods equivalent of a scarecrow? It's like, why was there a man built of tin that chopped wood?
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense.
Perhaps,
who came up with that idea?
In case a tree falls on him, they can just pick him up.
Frank Baum had to have been smoking something when he came up with this shit.
Well, you know, they wanted to pick him up, and they buff out the dents. You know, they suction out the dents, and then they buff him out, and then he just moves on. If a real person cuts down a tree and the tree falls on them, they dead.
Yeah, but what... He's very rusty.
Yeah.
And this oil can works miracles for someone so rusty. It's like, oh, squirt here, squirt in the mouth. And that is Jack Haley. Jack Haley and Ray Bolger are both from Boston.
Yeah, Tin Man and Scarecrow.
Scarecrow.
Bostonians.
Scarecrow doesn't really sound much like a Bostonian, but Jack Haley sure does.
Mm. I think Bolger does a little bit.
A little bit, but Jack Haley's accent is very thick.
Yeah. He's like kind of a typical masshole.
So fucking fuck me. I thought I'd be holding this axe forever. Fuck. Give me some oil right in my mouth.
That's not what he sounds like.
That's what I sound like. Give me a fucking Budweiser while you're at it.
That's what you hear?
Yep. I've been that way ever since, motherfucker. Wait. Hey, lady. Why are you hanging out with a bag of hay? Maybe that's a metaphor. He's like a Southie drunk. And they find him and he's shit-faced. And they're like, no, here, have some water. Water. And then he's like, oh, I thought I was rusted solid. No, dude, you were passed out. That's why you couldn't move. And he's yet like I'm torn apart.
He's just such a sweetheart. Like, his delivery is so cute.
If I only had a hat.
This is going to be a long song.
It is.
Loving up. He says that.
At. This character would have been very different if Buddy Ebsen had played him.
Yeah. I don't know if Buddy Ebsen there was has the soft side that this
no,
character
there,
has.
When the VHS tape came out, there was one of the bonus features on it was a audio test of Buddy Ebsen singing the song.
What did it sound like?
Very different. Less musical. He was not as good a singer. It's probably on YouTube. You can go look it up, folks.
I probably could.
I was talking to them.
Oh.
Oh, our audience. So here she goes, no, I had a thought. And Scarecrow goes, oh, three-way in the park? She's like, no, you sick fuck! Jesus!
Where the hell did your head go?
Where every man's head goes.
This is my favorite. The Tin Man's kind of like tipping over in the wind, and they go over to help him, and then he goes the other way. It's awesome. And impressive.
And you can't see the wires.
I always wondered if that was definitely done with wires. I don't know,
because it's in the same shot and he runs away, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it seems pretty good.
Yeah.
Maybe they have magnets in the floor.
Magnets. And then Tin Man's like, that's not a bad idea. Scarecrow, what do you think? And he's like, oh, you don't want to know what I think. I just got smacked over it. I'll see you, Risa Wizard, whether I get a fucking hat or not, you cock.
Jeez.
I mean, you've known them for 10 minutes, and they're already the best friends you've ever had.
Anybody's ever had.
You are a lonely woman. And now they are walking through a forest that apparently is inhabited with lions and tigers and bears. They don't live in forests. Well, bears do.
Yeah, bears do.
Lions and tigers don't.
Yeah, but you know what else, Justin?
They live in the jungle.
You know what else?
I've known that since I was like 4.
Yeah, but there were like those weird emu blue mouth red boobies.
Blue mouth boobies. Blue titted boobies.
And then they had like macaws and stuff in the trees.
Macaw. I'm the fellow that owns the car that ran into... Wait, that's a different movie.
Yes. Lions and tigers and bears.
And then Tin Man's like, yes, I said lions and tigers, but can we not make a song out of everything? Jesus.
You know, if you run through the forest screaming lions and tigers and bears, oh my.
One might show up.
Someone could hear you. Here he comes.
Here he comes, sounding suspiciously like a dog. Bert, have you ever actually seen footage of a lion making noise?
I mean.
And he sounds like a 30s gangster. It's great.
Yeah.
Put him up.
To be fair, lions don't stand on their hind legs like that.
Give me a stogie. Here's what's going to happen, see?
I love how he's got the giant tail that just swings around in the background on a string.
Yeah, on a monofilament.
Huh?
That was the fancy term for fishing wire.
I was going to say, fishing wire is probably what I would call it.
But they called it monofilament, so it wouldn't sound so chintzy.
Is it a completely made-up word?
I don't know.
I love that. They're sort of trembling on the ground.
They're daring each other to stand up to the lion.
And the scarecrow says, why don't you get up and teach him a lesson?
Why would Tin Man be scared? He's made of metal and he's wielding a fucking axe.
Yeah, I don't know what he's so scared of.
You could split the lion's face open just like that.
So Dorothy kind of slaps him right on the nose the way that you would to a dog if the dog was chasing the cat.
That's, you know, why she mistook him for a dog, because he sounded like one.
Yes. And he immediately bursts into tears. The poor thing is so fragile. It's so sweet. What'd you go into that for? He's the cowardly lion.
As a kid, I didn't understand what courage was. I didn't know. Like, I got the idea of a heart and a brain. I didn't know what courage... I was like, what the fuck is that? And he doesn't say courage in his song. He says the noive. I was like, what the fuck is noive? Who says it like they're from New Jersey?
It's interesting, too, because they
The noive, and I don't want tuberculosis.
They all have their songs as, like, introductory things. His song comes later. His big song.
I gotta tell you how I feel with the gift of song.
I'm going to use the gift of song to tell you about my sadness.
I'd be clever as a gizzard? Is that what he says there?
Yeah.
Fucking hell does that mean, Scarecrow? You really don't have a brain. Learn what words mean. I'd be clever as a gizzard. I got nothing else. I don't know. I don't know what that even means. It rhymed. That's why I chose it.
I'd be snowy as a blizzard.
That's what he should have said.
Uh-oh. The witch is watching them in her crystal ball, which actually has stuff in it, unlike the wizard's crystal ball.
I'd be smarty like a smizzard. Wait, what?
Isn't it interesting, though? The wizard's crystal ball never actually shows us anything because he's a quack.
Because he's a fake.
But her crystal ball, we can see them in there.
Yeah.
Now she's making herself a potion here because she wants to fuck up their shit.
So hold on. She makes up this poison and somehow poisons the poppies that are miles away.
She's poisoning them through the crystal ball.
The crystal ball acts as a conduit.
Justin, she's a witch.
The crystal ball's like an FTP site. She uploaded the poison into the FTP.
It's Dropbox.
It's like Dropbox, yes.
She Dropboxed the poison over to the
Emerald City that is surrounded by these poppy fields has a Dropbox account. And this looks important.
This fell from the clouds.
The cloud. We should download this. It sounds important. It
says, and then Glinda.
It says flower poison. That sounds like something we would need.
Yes. And then Glinda says, I can fix this from the cloud.
With
and then
snow.
She makes it snow. See?
Because the snow.
Oh my God, Justin. It's like Inception. The cloud has always been there. Oh, we just didn't know
like
it.
The Matrix. Hurry, hurry. That's not real Bostonian. He would be like, fucking hurry up, you fucking douchebags.
What's taking you so long?
Jesus Christ, I'm there by now.
This isn't Hot Break Hill, come on. So now, they're getting unexpectedly and unexplainably sleepy. Toto's passed out.
What was the witch's endgame? So they fall asleep for a little while, and then what? She comes and farts in their mouth?
Why, Justin?
What do we do?
And do they not fall victim to it because they're not actual people?
Because they're
people?
Not humans.
Yeah.
One is made of metal, the other is made of straw.
Yeah.
They're not sensitive like you
they
and me.
They don't have lungs.
And Glinda's like, fuck this shit. Snow. Somehow the snow instantly rusts the Tin Man and freezes him. You're waking up! You know what would have woken Dorothy up? An axe in the face.
You really want Scarecrow to take a dark turn.
Tin Man.
I know, I said it. I said Tin Man.
You keep saying Scarecrow. Jesus.
I'm tired.
Yeah?
La 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 la. This song gets stuck in my head for days.
Yep.
Open! They're standing there at the door. And this is my favorite because the wizard dressed up as the doorman.
Why is the bell pole just a series of giant paper clips?
I don't know. But I love how they ring the bell and then he comes and says, who rang that bell? And then he makes them knock on the door.
Also played by the same actor who played the wizard.
Yes.
So it's basically just a one-man operation, this whole Emerald City thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's very clear. He's the doorman who's trying to deter people from actually getting in to see the wizard.
He's the doorman.
Because he knows he's a quack.
He's the coachman.
Yep.
He's the other doorman.
Doorman.
Doorman. And then he's the fake wizard that doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Nobody can see the Great Oz because then they'll
Even
figure
I
out.
I've never seen
that
him.
He's a quack. Look, his outfit is so cool. They're very futuristic.
It's very Lex Luthor.
Yeah. Got those like big sort of
comics
loops
Luthor.
On the outside.
Oh, the Tin Man's face is very rusty in this scene.
Mm.
I never noticed that before.
Well, he just got snowed upon.
He looks like he just got shat upon.
Bust my buttons.
Oh, brown.
So he sees that she's got the ruby slippers and she's the witch's Dorothy.
Yeah, as a kid, that line didn't make sense to me when he says, the witch is Dorothy?
The witch isn't Dorothy.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, that doesn't, what?
I never heard it like that.
You have not been paying attention, sir.
Yeah, I never actually heard it that way.
And again, she gets on a coach that takes her like 20 feet.
But he invites them up.
He does, so?
Well, he
come up on the coach, I'll take you right over there.
But he doesn't say he's taking her right over there. So she's like, sweet, okay, I'm going to rest my feet for a little. God damn it, we're here.
It's the second time today this has happened.
Now the horse is purple.
Oh my God. This horse has high blood pressure. Did they just paint him?
I think they did, and then they just switched them out for different colored horses. Mm. I always thought they did it with lights. But I was like, I don't know how they do it. Because
now he's red.
Yep. So now they have a red horse with gold hooves.
First he was grape, and now he is cherry. now he is lemon. I love all these flavors.
These are the best popsicle horses, whatever.
All these candy flavors are delicious. Wash and Brush Up Company. Somehow they have facilities in place for all four of them. It's amazing. Look, we have a place to restuff you if you're made of straw. Oh,
what are these people?
And if you're made of tin, we can completely buff you and to take out all the rust.
Here's what I want to know. What do these people do all day when they don't have visitors?
Yeah.
The Tin Man is all
silver
again.
The Tin Man has never looked better.
No rust.
It's like he's brand new. It's like they had a bunch of tin lying around. I wonder if they replaced the tin with aluminum. He's now the aluminum man.
Aluminium.
Aluminium man. Oh.
Oh, here she comes. It's the Wicked Witch of the West. She's blowing smoke.
And she somehow knows how to make letters.
Who's her? Who's her?
She follows here. She's a really bad gas. She farts black smoke.
So now there's a new doorman. He's all out of breath. He's a big old mess. He does not want anyone to come in.
He's like, go on home now. Go home.
He clearly had a very good time doing this.
Yes. What's the actor's name? Do you know?
Nope.
No. The witch is up there. I'm Dorothy.
I love how he has his eyebrows are in the shape of a W.
They are?
Have you ever noticed that
I
before?
I never noticed that. Look at the wizard's name. I can never remember his name. It's another actor.
Ray, is it Ray?
It's not Ray Bolger, Kelly.
No. Oh, no, I saw it at the beginning. Something Morgan? Morgan?
Wait. His name is Frank Morgan.
Oh my god, it's Margot.
Oh my god. This is the greatest wizard ever, you know why? Because his last name is Margot. I have never met anyone named Margot.
Oh my god. Margot.
Oh my god, you guys. Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? The Wizard of Oz? Frank Margot!
So now, these bitches are about to enter the hallway, heading down to the wizard. And it was always like, oh, they're going to see the wizard. Awesome.
And then he says, no, you can't come in. And well, they're like, no.
Yeah. So Dorothy starts crying and they're all four of them are like hanging out with her. And
he does have W eyebrows.
Yeah, he has a W. And it almost seems like it's probably to hide the tear machine that turns on shortly.
Could be. That is a lot of tears.
Yeah. Well, it's hilarious. My parents used to die laughing every
Don't
time.
Don't cry anymore.
Though he's a big softy. He doesn't want her to cry. So they enter this long scalloped hallway. And it's...
How much of that
it's
is...
It's like so foreboding. Seems like a lot of it is...
A backdrop.
Backdrop, yes.
It's impressive though if it is because like the perspective is
The perspective perfect. Is really well done, yeah.
I gotta wait outside. And here is the scene that, as a kid, was, like, the big payoff.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of the coolest special effects you'd ever seen.
Look at that! Look at that! Yeah, this is another one that must have been, like, amazing back then.
Yeah, like, mind-blowing. So that's clearly, like, composite shot. It was done in camera.
Mm-hmm.
They shot the background, and then they shot a guy with makeup in front of just black, so mm-hmm. they could process the film at the same time. And I'm wondering who the face actor is in this scene, because it does not look like Frank Morgan.
It is Frank Morgan. I was right. It's Morgan.
We just talked about this.
I know. Did you look him up?
Yes.
Yeah, that's so I was right.
No, but I'm saying...
I'm excited about that.
Jesus.
No, I agree with you. I don't think
it's... The face actor in this scene, I don't think it's actually him.
No, I don't think it is either.
But it's his voice. I don't know. I mean, it could be him in under like 10 pounds of makeup.
It could be.
But it doesn't look like him.
From the way that I always interpreted the movie, it's clear that it's not supposed to be his face because he's behind the curtain making the noise and the effects and stuff, and he's turning all the dials.
And the face is a fake face.
The lion faints. I love it because Dorothy, like, the second one of her friends gets hurt or upset, she's like, you're an asshole!
She's like, fuck you!
That's why she's a great friend.
Fuck you in your face!
Dorothy's a great friend. She takes care of her friends.
Fuck you giant green-headed prick! Oh, I hope that fucking giant head of yours is a tumor.
So he says, I'm going to grant your requests, and the lion comes right back to life.
What did he say?
So he gives them a task to bring him the broomstick of the Wicked Witch of the West. And they're like, Jesus, how am I going to do that?
That there is no small task.
And when he says, I said go, and the lion bolts.
Jumps out the window.
Scared the absolute shit out of me as a kid.
Really?
Oh my god, because I could picture myself doing that. Like, that was me.
He dives out the window. It's such a great bit.
Oh, it's awful.
And here they are in the haunted forest outside the witch's castle.
The scarecrow's using some kind of walking stick, but it's like bent in the middle. It's like broken. Watch.
He is? Well, the scarecrow's got a gun.
Well, he had a walking stick 2 seconds ago.
It's got a pistol. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I never noticed that before. But if you go back literally 2 seconds before that, he has this giant walking stick.
I got to see this.
And I don't think he had a gun in the previous scene.
No, he did have a gun.
Oh, he does have a gun. Okay. But look at his stick. It's like...
And it's bending. He's like, fuck this.
Have you noticed that
the Tin Man has a giant monkey wrench?
He does. And did you notice that the lion is holding a giant mallet and it says witch remover?
No, it's not a mallet. It's a weed sprayer.
Okay, well, it says witch remover.
Yeah. But that's funny. Oh, no, there's the walking stick. But it's kind of fitting that he's got a monkey wrench because they get attacked by monkeys. Unfortunately, the Tin Man doesn't beat any of the flying monkeys to death with it. Because that would be a good scene. I do.
These flying monkey things are weird. So are these like people in suits?
No, Kelly, they're real monkeys.
No, I mean, like the prosthetics on their face are amazing.
Oh yeah, they're good looking prosthetics.
And then they take Toto, which is just the saddest thing ever.
Oh no, Toto, they take it away with a flying monkey. Give it back to me. Dorothy, he can jump right out of the basket. You know this already. So, an update on the booze. I have switched to. If you've listened to this show before, you know that I like this. Murphy Good.
We like to call it Murphy Pretty Good.
Murphy Pretty Good. Murphy, not too shabby.
So so the witch just tried to take
Murphy,
Dorothy's...
I've had worse.
So the witch just tried to take Dorothy's shoes and they
she got
shocked her. So the witch is like, I'll get him.
Right on the basket.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, this bitch has learned nothing. Oh, put him in the basket. Put him in the basket. He'll be fine.
Justin, it's a different person.
God damn it. No, it's not.
But in the movie...
Hey, Kelly. No, it's not.
So Toto, like, makes a jump for it.
And they're trying to kill him with spears. That's just... Yeah. That's...
But the spears are huge.
Rude.
My heart always broke for her.
Yes.
She's such a good
crier.
She's such a good crier.
She's a good crier.
Like, but I always wanted to cry when she was crying.
Yep. A good movie crier is contagious.
Yes. This hourglass scared the shit out of me, too. She flips it over and says, this hourglass is how long you have to be alive. Like, oh my God, she's going to die. did you notice that Dorothy's hair gets shortened by about 6 inches here? I remember thinking...
I never noticed that before.
A little while ago in the movie, I was like, I don't remember her hair being this long. That's because it wasn't always that long.
I guess in the Emerald City, they do weaves.
Her weave fell out. Oh my God, her weave. That's interesting. I wonder if they had to do reshoots or something.
They must have, because that is some pretty terrible continuity.
Yeah.
Dorothy, where are you? We're trying to find you.
They still had all the sets, but they threw out the weaves, I guess.
I guess. Here's where the lion's tail turns into a square platform in his butt.
A mountain climbing rope?
In his butt. No, like you can see that there's like a flat piece of wood in his costume.
Oh, I never noticed that before.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. They couldn't have made it
hope
slightly
your
round.
Tail holds out. Jesus Christ, Tin Man. Jesus. I hate to think about it.
They come sneaking up on them behind them, and then it's one of those fights. I love these fights where, like, they're off camera, but stuff gets thrown in the air.
Yeah, there's like costume pieces getting thrown up in the air.
Yeah. Tails are flying,
rocks.
Legs kicking.
They should have thrown up like a shoe.
Yeah.
Just a random shoe.
Yep.
A car wheel.
Banana peel. So they beat up the guards and they take their outfits so that they can sneak into the castle.
Wow, this was totally ripped off for the first Star Wars movie where they kill the stormtroopers and steal their costumes.
I'm pretty sure this predates that.
I'm saying it was ripped off in...
Oh.
That's the second time you've misunderstood me saying something like that.
Maybe you should talk English.
You motherfucker.
So Toto's leading them to Dorothy. I don't know why they break the spell.
This scene is very similar to a scene in one of our other favorite movies, The Shining. Except he's cutting the door open with an axe to try to save her instead of trying to kill her.
True.
The Tin Man should have stuck his face in the hole and gone, "Here's Johnny, motherfucker!"
What's crazy, though, is that, like, that hourglass is still going to run out because the door is open, the spell's broken?
I guess, yeah.
It was only good for that room?
It was only, yeah.
That witch really needs to work on her spells.
She's, maybe it was all just a ruse. Maybe she knew they were going to come and save her, and then she could trap them all. And
She's melting.
Why was there a bucket of water just sitting there?
It was hanging on the wall.
I know that, but surely the witch wouldn't allow water in her castle if she knows that water will kill her.
Look at all the fire.
I don't care.
That was an old-fashioned fire extinguisher.
The castle is made of stone.
Maybe that's what fire extinguishers were before fire extinguishers existed.
The castle's made of stone.
Yeah, but...
And the witch is allergic to water.
But look at her hair. Look at her hair. He's going to be like, that's not her broom. There's no bristles.
That's not her broom. I've seen many brooms. There are many brooms in the kingdom. This is not it.
That looks a little bit like a tiki torch.
That looks like a tiki torch. Are you a racist?
A tiki torch?
It was very odd that the wizard has like a throne sitting there.
He's a giant head on a throne.
But he has no body.
You know, Star Wars stole this too. The whole Snoke thing.
Well, and the Emperor.
Dorothy's acting like
he's very dented.
A despondent 3-year-old. I want to go home now!
I want to go home now! I can't even anymore in this place.
Toto is behind the little curtain there, which, how did they not notice that the first three times they were in there?
Well, a better question is, why would he have his booth there behind a curtain in plain sight? Just have it behind a door, like a locked door?
I don't know.
Maybe. I love how he still talks into the microphone for a second. Hold on. I am the girl. Oh, you. Never mind. Her hair shorter again.
Yep.
What the fuck? This movie is trash, Kelly. I can't believe you made me watch
it. The Wizard of Oz is trash.
Anybody can have a brain. They just don't.
This fake wizard is suddenly telling everybody, I don't
need to give you anything. You have it all. You're good.
It's another benevolence scam.
Yep.
You had it all along, honey.
This right here is gaslighting. Or the opposite of gas. Is it the opposite of gaslighting? He's making them feel too good about themselves.
No, well,
so that they don't need him. It's anti-gaslighting.
Mm.
What would you call that? Light gassing.
Blowing out their candles?
What? That's wrong. He says the sum of the square roots of an isosceles triangle is equal to the square root of the next sign. That's a right triangle, not an isosceles. So he doesn't have a brain after all.
So it's interesting. He's like, you already
have... No!
He says to the scarecrow, you already have a brain. And he says to the Tin Man, you already have a heart. And then he says to the lion, here's a medal. You have courage.
That's all it takes is a medal. And then when she says, I just want to get back to Kansas. There's nothing in there for me. He should have just given her like an ear of corn. Here you are. You're back in Kansas.
Or one of those tourist Kansas magnets. You should just stick on our fridge. It's square because
you're Kansas good as home. You're good as home. He gives him a heart with a watch inside of it for some reason.
Because the heart ticks.
Uh-huh.
Tick, 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 tick.
It should have been a
tick.
Bomb. And then Tim, oh my God, it's a fucking
bomb. Her hair's short again.
What about Dorothy?
Jeez, why are you yelling?
Because he did. Is he the first Wizard of Ossifer? As Wizard of Ossifer.
There's a State Fair Omaha balloon.
Omaha is not in Kansas.
No. But they're not in Kansas.
No, but he said he was a Kansas man. If by Kansas he means Nebraska. What does he say there?
I don't know. I have no idea.
And Tata.
I think that's what he says.
The Tin Man is very upset. He's very sad. He's going to rust himself. All over again. And she says, don't go without him. And then Tin Man just like, oh, just let him go.
Oh, yeah, the Tin Man.
The Tin Man just let the rope go.
Well, you know, he asked for a heart, but he didn't ask for brains. And they're all like, bye, wizard! Like, they're not like, shit, what the fuck are we going to do now? Like, they should be panicking.
Yeah.
And they're just like, bye!
Bye-bye, wizard.
Guess we'll just find someone else.
We'll manage on our own.
I don't know what he does for them anyway. He's a coward.
But... We didn't really need you. I mean, I guess.
We built this whole city around you, but it's okay if you go.
I guess you were a big fraud. And right here is possibly one of the most infuriating moments in movie history. Where she says, you didn't need any help. You've always had the power to go home.
You just have to click your heels.
Fucking bitch. Why didn't you tell me that 3 fucking days ago? She had to learn it for herself. I'm sure...
She had to learn it for herself when I told her 3 days later. She didn't learn anything.
She learned shit.
She said, I don't have to help you anymore. And then she says, you've had the power all along.
Why didn't you tell her? She wouldn't have believed me. She had to learn it for herself.
When I told her 3 days later.
I didn't, you dumb bitch. I'm sitting here crying because my one ride... went home to Kansas without me. Clearly, I didn't learn that I had to go back myself. Fuck you and your fucking ginger hair.
Let's be honest for a second.
What?
That dumb ass wizard couldn't even figure out how to lower the balloon for 10 seconds for her to hop back in. That's Do we true. Really think he was going to get her all the way That's back true. To Kansas safely?
That's true. He was going to get her stuck in a tree.
they get like...
They're stuck in a tree. She's like... Fucking really, dude.
They leave the Emerald City gates.
They're stuck in... And the balloon just...
They're over the poppy field, and they're like, look at these poppies. They're so pretty. And 10 seconds later, they're in a tree. And then the wizard says... A la Phoebe Buffay. Oh, no. I can't even do it. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
wondering what happened to the wizard. He died in the tree.
He's starved to death.
I can't breathe.
Citizens of Oz, if you would like any more of my help, bring me a rope. I said now.
They're like, wait a minute. I know that we've been following this guy for years now, but he's stuck in a tree for 2 weeks?
He doesn't look good.
If we bring him a rope, we're going to have to listen to him again. Doesn't seem like there's any benefit. We've been fine for 2 weeks. We've been all right without him.
So Dorothy clicks her heels together, and she's like, oh, I'm back in black and white. Fuck!
This sucks!
You're all boring.
Where's the bubble witch?
Wait a minute. Who's at my window but Frank Morgan? Oh, she's fucking got a concussion.
I'm really concerned. She might need to go to the hospital.
We should take her to the doctor.
Well, they don't take her. The doctor should come to her.
Unfortunately, the doctor is like 75 miles away because we live in farmland.
We'll send a pigeon to go get the doctor. He should be here in 3 weeks after you're dead.
Hey, Dorothy, how many fingers am I holding up? No, Bleen is not a number. You have a concussion, lady.
The end. Well, our Easter Eve tradition has concluded, and we have decided that the wizard is a bumbling idiot.
Who died, probably, very shortly after he took off in his balloon.
Yeah, like you never hear about him again.
Pretty sure he's dead.
And we love this movie. It's got everything. And I probably have watched it more than 50 times in my life.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, I don't even know how I would count something like that. And it never gets old.
Yeah.
And even for all the goofy jokes or whatever that you make, like, you can watch it over and over again and you see something new every time.
Like Dorothy's hair switching lengths radically.
Well, and tonight, for the first time, you notice the W eyebrows.
Yep. Anyway, hope you enjoyed our little symposium.
Imposium. Larosium.
Stimposium.
The Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. You forgot the yeah part. That's what makes it, Kelly. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Happy Easter.